secret gardens.
We now have reached the Heerwinkel and once again be informed while we look right ahead of us, we see them houses standing with the eaves next to the street. We take a turn to the right-hand side and I will show you the secret gardens of our town. Please remember that in the Lahr, let's say in the first 200 years, there were these little settlements that were all little villages of their own. And the houses were standing with the gable to the street. And next to the gable standing houses, there were gardens, right next to the streets that were there by that time. And it was more like village, rural. And then more and more people came into town. The Gose was taken out of the Lahr area. The beds became the streets west-east and the water was put into the Abzucht. The Abzucht is next to us here, as you see. And the houses were turned 90 degrees around, standing with the eave to the street now. And the gardens moved behind the houses. So when you walk along the streets nowadays, you mainly do not see the gardens. But be informed, we have still up to 40% of gardens behind the houses. Because you can't see them, they are called the secret gardens. And here in the Heerwinkel, you can see some of them beautiful gardens. Here next to me is a beautiful farmer's garden. On the right-hand side, when I look, we have an English garden. Sometimes the area of these gardens is up to 1,600 square meters. These are smaller gardens as we see them here, but behind the houses, when we look to the left-hand side over the farmer's garden, we see Neue Straße, and behind the houses, there are these bigger gardens. And we walk from the Heerwinkel, taking a right-hand turn, and we walk across the last bridge that we have to walk across today. This is the Bergbrücke, and then we go back into the town center.